This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Shaoning and Roshan. Now, we've been running a poll this morning on the BFM Twitter account. That's at BFM Radio. You can still weigh in if you haven't already. We're asking you, did you watch a local film in 2019? We've had about 110 votes. Results are pretty mixed. 52% said no, but 48% said yes, they have. Now, the reason why we're asking this is because according to Deputy Communications and Multimedia Minister Edin Shazli Shith, local films grossed nearly 94 million ringgit in the first 11 months of the year.
Animated films were among the highest contributors based on data from the National Film Development Corp, FINAS. The Bo Bo Boy movie 2 film grossed 30 million ringgit. Open and Ipin grossed in 26 million ringgit. And Agent Ali grossed 23 million ringgit.
There's a common thread, right? They're all kind of animations.
They're all animated movies.
And very targeted audience there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I did hear very good things about Agent Ali, about even from adults who went to watch the film. So I was okay. I was fairly intrigued.
But this is like a global phenomenon because even animation in US does really well, right? Doesn't it?
So animation in US has always done well. It's I think...
Look at Frozen, my goodness.
How about Pixar movies, all that? It appeals to
the
a
Toy
wide
Story
audience.
Franchise, yeah?
Yeah. So the deputy minister told Parliament that last year, nearly 110 million was generated through exports of local creative content. Now, in 2018, there were 905 titles produced with a total production cost of 483 million ringgit compared to 836 titles with a production cost of 384 million for 2017.
So for more on the local film industry, we have with us this morning Al-Jafri Mohamed Yusup, a film director and founder of Community Film Titi Wangsa. Thank you very much for joining us, Al-Jafri. So what's your reaction to the government saying that local films have grossed over 94 million ringgit so far this year?
Well, it's a good thing. But then again, you must remember that last year, local films made around 170 million. That is almost double the amount. And in 2012... local films made exactly that amount, 97, and then it goes down again until, I think, 2017 and 2018, where three films, like Hantu Kat Lima, and then there's Pascal, and then there's Munafik 2, made more than 30 million, which is very impressive.
So why has that number gone down?
I give an example. British films already have a number of good audiences, and yet still, BFI, the British Film Institute, think that they need to figure out a way to find new audiences. They did this in Argentina. They did this in the Philippines. They are continuously looking for new audiences. I feel that such efforts are not being done here. See, because we will not produce films like Hantu Kat Lima every year or films like Pascal every year. And we cannot produce our films based on assumption. Like what happened last year when Munafik 2 became a huge box office success and Pascal became a huge box office success. People just simply assume that Malaysian audience like action films or horror films. And yet, films like Pusaka this year was made with the same formula as Munafik 2, and maybe films like Wira, who was directed by the same director who did Pascal, didn't make as much money as the previous film. So meaning that those kind of assumptions doesn't work.
So then what are the challenges our local film industry faces?
There's only one body that's responsible for film development here in this country, which is FINAS. FINAS need to do more for us because I think even if we produce good films, let's say we have produced numbers of good films. Like last year we had One to Jaga, and this year we had good films like Fly By Night and a few other films like The Inside's Bunuhan. But those good films are struggling to find its audiences. That's why developing audiences are important. Developing of films and of the film industry, it's not just about developing the filmmakers or developing the technical aspect of the films. It is also developing the audiences.
So is FINAS then doing a good enough job at facilitating the production of quality local films?
FINAS has been around since 1981, which is a long time. See, If they do some research, we look at all the existing film development corporation in the world, I think the two most fundamental things that they should be doing. The first is that the National Film Archives, these are being done in almost every country. Restoration of classic films from yesteryears. So archiving films and restorating old films are very important. And the second thing is, like for example, in 1981, actor-director Robert Redford, I think, started an institute called the Sundance Institute in America, which started to strongly support independent filmmakers from all around America. As a result, filmmakers like Christopher Nolan, filmmakers like Quentin Tarantino, Wes Anderson, and a lot of filmmakers that Hollywood is having now came from Sundance. They were introduced in Sundance. Supporting independent filmmakers is a huge thing. And that is what they are doing in Thailand. This is what doing in the Philippines. And this is what they are doing in Indonesia right now. I think these two things are very fundamental. I think it needs to be done as soon as possible, or else the industry will remain stagnant.
So is it fair to say then that the local filmmakers don't receive enough support here?
It's not that they receive enough support. It's tough getting your film screened at the commercial cinema, conventional cinema. It's not easy and it costs a lot of money. I think what we need, I think it's platforms so that the independent filmmakers can screen their films. Community cinemas, like it's being built in other countries, where they can screen their short films, and not just being screened, but it can be discussed as well. AFI in America started conservatory, where they develop master classes, where established filmmakers can watch films done by independent filmmakers, and then can actually give ideas and tell them how to make it better. So, which I think is very important, because it's not available right now. I can tell you a fact right now. There are community cinemas, but these are done by people who love cinemas using their own money. They are not receiving any support. They have one in Johor, JB, they have one in Malacca, they have one in Ipoh, they have one in Penang. They are everywhere right now. It's just that they are operating on their own without any support.
And thank you very much for joining us, Al Jafri. So that was Al Jafri Mohamed Yusof, a film director and founder of Community Film Titi Wangsa, talking to us about the local film industry. And he raised an interesting point, which is that there needs to be more work done developing the Malaysian audience, or developing audiences for Malaysian films, which is, I think, quite on the point, because we have just seen, you know, the Star Wars Rise of Skywalker is in cinemas now. And everywhere you look, the promotion is there. And obviously this is done by, you know, an entity which has billions at its beck and call.
And of course it's in an English medium.
But this is something that he's saying that FINAS could be working on more.
Yeah, I think you could use Korean cinema as an example, right? I mean, Korean is not widely spoken, but look at the phenomenon of K-pop, K-films. If there's a right marketing, right advertising and promotional activity, it is possible that you can find a global audience for what is a language that is definitely not very widely spoken. But I like his point about the fact that we should have a version of Sundance Film Festival where independent directors are encouraged to make films. It's already happening in places like Thailand, Indonesia, Philippines. So why isn't that the case here? I mean, I don't know. Are these filmmakers ignored by FINAS?
I think also for us to grow, we need our own local base to be strong, right? I think all these other markets like Korea have a strong local base.
A home audience, right?
And of course, their populations are much bigger than ours. But that allows them to grow from there. And it comes down to how much our government wants to push this forward and how much Malaysians want to watch local films. Because if you're not focusing on your local market, do you really want to be focusing solely on the export market?
Yeah, so that's why it's interesting to look at the result of our poll so far, which is pretty evenly split. We've had about 48% saying yes, they've watched a local film this year. 52% said no. We had 130 votes. We also do have some comments. talking about some of the films that they did watch. So some have watched Pascal, some watched Boboiboy 2, others said Sankar was very good. So good to see that there are Malaysians patronising our local film industry. But in another local headline this morning, the government is being called on to improve cost of living conditions for the people. And one of these initiatives being put forward is the E-Tunai Rakyat Initiative, which was announced under Budget 2020. So this scheme entails involves giving 30 ringgit to every Malaysian aged 18 years and above who are earning below 100,000 ringgit per annum. So this can be used to pay for goods and services through selected providers.
The scheme is supposed to be rolled out from January 1st up till February 29th next year, and it involves a 450 million government allocation, as we heard during Budget 2020. The finance minister yesterday said that Khazana National will announce the participation of e-wallet service providers, so no real details just yet. The implementation of the scheme aims to accelerate the use and adoption of e-wallets and digital payments among Malaysian consumers and merchants, especially among the small enterprises and retail businesses. And I guess this is in line with the government's push over the last few years to go towards more cashless systems.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting development. But moving on to another story, which is about the cost of living. Some of the manufacturers have been complaining about the rise in the minimum wage for 1,100 to 1,200 in 57 towns and cities, because this hike takes effect on the 1st of January 2020. So manufacturers and bosses aren't too happy because they're questioning the timing as well as the towns and cities listed for this implementation. Employers groups are also saying that stakeholders will not thoroughly consulted before the decision was announced. In particular, the Malaysian Rubber Glove Manufacturers Association said that the hike in the minimum wage will affect the prices of rubber gloves next year. Its president, Dennis Lau, said that the cost will increase to between 45 to 75 US cents for every 1,000 pieces.
Yes, cost of living is, of course, the perennial conversation that we are having here in Malaysia. But right now, we are heading into the 8 o'clock news. And after that, we'll be having the Breakfast Grill, where Wang Xianing will be speaking with Donald Hanna, chief economist at CIMB Group, and Jayant Menon, lead economist at the Asian Development Bank, about the trade war and how it has weighed on the economic indicators and optimism about future growth here in the region. Be sure to stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.